In Texas, Phil, where Elon Musk headquarters Tesla, his electric car company, they have a saying, and it goes like this: he's all hat and no cattle. That means somebody's pretending to be a cowboy when they're not really a cowboy.
I like that. All hat and no cattle.
So here's what I'm thinking. Elon Musk, who came to Green Bay last week and tried to rally and buy the high court election in Wisconsin, I think he's all hat and no cheese.
Maybe he's all cheese and no curd.
He donned a cheese head in Green Bay.
I mean, no one looks good in a cheese hat, but, like, he looked especially bad.
It was sort of funny to see him in a cheese hat, but his effort to win the Wisconsin Supreme Court seat for Brad Schimmel, the conservative candidate in Tuesday's election, hotly contested and closely watched, was a total flop. He dropped over $20 million, and Susan Crawford won by 10 percentage points.
Which, in Wisconsin, that's basically a landslide.
We're going to talk about what it all means for Wisconsin, its election system, and the future, Phil, on today's Center Stage with Milford and Hands, the Wisconsin State Journal's political podcast from the Sensible Center of Wisconsin Politics. I'm Scott Milford. I am the opinion editor for the State Journal.
I'm Phil Hands. I'm the editorial cartoonist for the Wisconsin State Journal.
And we are two-fifths of the Wisconsin State Journal editorial board.
The more cheesehead-wearing two-fifths of the Wisconsin State Journal editorial board.
Maybe we're the cheesiest two-fifths. Have you ever worn a cheesehead?
I believe I have, like, in a gift store, like, ooh, put the cheesehead on, and then, you know, buy it. I mean, like, come on.
We once, I think, got my uncle from New Jersey, who's a big Packers fan, we got him one. And then everybody kind of has to try it on.
Yeah.
I don't own a cheesehead.
You don't own a cheesehead?
I don't even own multiple cheeseheads. Like, a good Packer fan.
I do have several Packer hats. I mean, like...
Yeah, I do too. Ball caps?
Yeah, ball caps, yeah.
You got a MAGA hat?
Do not.
Yeah, me either.
Do not, no. No, I'm not about making America great again. I'd like America just the way it was. Thank you very much.
So the nation was watching because this high court election was seen as a barometer for what the public mood is in a swing state like Wisconsin, with Donald Trump now in office for almost 100 days. And the prognosis is either Trump's not doing very good, or, well, the more liberal court candidates have been doing well for several years now.
I think those two things are linked, Scott. Well, the first one happened with Protasiewicz, came right after Roe v. Wade was overturned, which was done by all of Trump's judges on the Supreme Court, judges appointed by Donald Trump. And so there was this mood and this anger, and it sort of drove the narrative. That was the first big election, and after Roe v. Wade was overturned, and she waved a victory. Now, Susan Crawford has ridden this wave of sort of anti-Trump, maybe buyer's remorse after an election that Trump, I mean, Trump won Wisconsin narrowly, but Susan Crawford creamed her opponent, Brad Schimmel, in this election.
Yeah, she won by about 250,000 votes. When you think about it, past elections for president have been decided by, say, 20 or 30,000.
As Brad Schimmel would say, she won by a margin that was too big to rig.
Yeah. To his credit, he did graciously, I would say, concede, even though some of the MAGA people in the crowd were booing and wanted him to say it was stolen or something.
Yeah, it's hard to claim an election you've lost by 10 points was stolen.
Hey, sure. Trump could do it.
I mean, Eric Hovde tried to sort of play the game that the election was stolen.
Yeah.
He spent a couple of, I think at least over a week, sort of questioning the results in Milwaukee and pretending there was nefarious things, and then finally had to admit that, like, no, he didn't.
Well,
he didn't win, probably because Trump had won the state.
Yeah, I mean, the MAGA people were like, well, no, obviously it was all legit because Trump won.
Yeah, but Schimmel, I think, saw the writing on the wall and that it was a pretty massive defeat. And it wasn't just in Dane County, Milwaukee County. It was rural counties, smaller counties, a bunch. I think Susan Crawford flipped several, I don't know what the number was of counties, and she did better in every county than by margin percentage-wise than Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris got more votes than she did, but she did a better percentage of the vote in every county.
And this was different than past Supreme Court races. Even the last one, when $50 million was spent, not nearly as many people came out. This time, probably more than $100 million was spent on this when all is said and done and they count it all. And the turnout was enormous. It was close to what the turnout was, say, for when a governor's running.
And the money spent is enormous. I heard lots of figures, people saying that This is the kind of money spent on very competitive U.S. Senate races, not like your local state Supreme Court race.
This was by far the most ever spent on a court race in history.
Which broke the record last time in Wisconsin by twice as much, basically.
Yeah. It's nuts. Now, as our editorial in Sunday's newspaper will say, you don't have to feel too bad for Elon Musk dropping more than $20 million proportionately, since his net worth, according to Bloomberg, is around $340 billion with a B. When you compare that to the average Wisconsin household's net worth of around $175,000, that means his $20 million would be like you or I dropping $10 on a bad bet.
It's like two beers.
Well, in Madison, you're not going to get two beers for $10. It's maybe a 22-ounce beer and a tip.
Okay.
Craft beer.
Or at a Brewers game, it's half a beer. Yeah, this election was eye-popping, the amount of money being spent.
Yep.
The ads that were being run were just awful and inundated people's TVs with just nonstop, this person's letting pedophiles onto the street, this person doesn't care about rape kits. You know, it was just disingenuous, awful. All of the ads are about people being soft on crime. Both candidates accuse the other one of being soft on crime. Very few criminal cases go to the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Yeah.
You know, no one's saying this judge has a misunderstanding of the constitutional order of Wisconsin. No, that doesn't make a good ad, you know?
Yeah.
They have to let pedophiles onto the street.
We interviewed both candidates. In the past, we had endorsed both candidates, Crawford for Dane County judge and Brad Schimmel for attorney general back in the day. And I think they're pretty good legal minds, pretty good Wisconsin people. Schimmel made the bet that he had to go in with the MAGA crowd to try to win this. And it turned out he was wrong.
I think that's the only option you have. I mean,
yeah.
The reason Schimmel lost this election is because his name was not Donald Trump. Any Republican running nowadays that's not Donald Trump, that can't drive Trump's base out to the polls, is going to lose, basically.
Here's the other excuse you could make if you're Donald Trump. You'd say, well, I wasn't on the ballot. Elon Musk was.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And Elon Musk is even less popular.
Trump, in the Marquette Law School poll, he's never hit 50%. But he's been in the 40s and is now. I mean, Elon Musk is down in the 30s, so
he's almost as unpopular as Democrats in Congress.
So the question becomes, would Schimmel have had a chance if Elon Musk hadn't got involved with $20 million and hadn't come and worn a cheese hat, even though he doesn't have any curds, so to speak?
Doesn't have any curds. He doesn't have the curds to be in Wisconsin. No. So I'm going to push back on you, Scott, a little bit and say, I don't think Elon Musk helped Schimmel one bit. I don't think his stunts and his antics are the reason he lost. I think the reason Schimmel lost is because lots of people who voted for Trump, low information, low bandwidth voters who come out and vote for Trump, just didn't even realize there was a Supreme Court election going on. Didn't even care, and didn't even, it's like, well, Trump's not on the ballot, so why should I go vote?
Well,
I think those kind of people, Trump has a lot of support of people who vote once every 4 years. They're not really paying attention to politics. They come out and they recognize Trump's name because he's a celebrity and a superstar, and they vote for him.
But turnout was so high that Schimmel got more votes than pretty much any candidate for high court in history other than Susan Crawford.
Yeah, sure.
So there was a higher turnout on the right, but the higher turnout on the left was even more. And in Dane County, that you could tell that.
Yeah, and maybe Musk's money hurt Schimmel in some places, like not necessarily like the very deep rural counties, but the counties that Susan Crawford flipped. I can see people in like Sauk County. I think Sauk County is one of those counties where I think Kamala Harris lost Sauk, and I think Crawford won it pretty heartily.
I have the cover of the Wisconsin State Journal from Thursday here, and we had the two maps. And the counties that flipped, it was basically southwest Wisconsin and the Fox Valley that were different, along with Racine and Kenosha County in the southeast. So you had every county in our area from Columbia County over to Sauk, Richland, Crawford, all those flipped from red to blue. Also Kenosha and Racine, home of Robin Voss, and the Fox Valley, Brown County.
Out of Gaby County. I think in some of those counties that are both a little bit suburban,
a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll.
Elon Musk's antics might have hurt Schimmel. Now, I'm not sure that would have won the election. I mean, the map flips there, but these aren't electoral votes. It doesn't, I mean, you can win an election in Wisconsin by just turning out Milwaukee and Dane County.
Yeah.
You don't need to win any other counties than that. It's not like an electoral college type thing. But the reason that map's a lot more blue is because Elon Musk's money turns off a lot of sort of middle of the road people that are just not into the richest man in the world buying an election in Wisconsin.
And he didn't do as well in the suburbs as he needed to do, is what I heard Republican analysts saying.
Okay.
So there again, probably Elon Musk is not your best spokesman in the suburbs, where people tend to be a little higher educated and don't believe that civilization is at stake if Schimmel loses, which is what Elon Musk said at the Green Bay rally.
When we talk about comparing this election to the last election, and where Trump handily defeated Kamala Harris, we sort of underestimate, too, how deeply unpopular the Biden slash Harris ticket was in lots of parts of Wisconsin.
That's a really good point.
I mean, people were sort of like, well, this economy just sucks. Inflation's out of control. Biden's really old.
Even though the economy didn't suck and inflation had been back down to 3%.
But here's the mind of the voter.
Yeah.
The president's not talking about the economy. He's not talking about issues that are important to me. He can't even do the job anymore. We got to go with his vice president. We don't even know. And she didn't even win an election to get to this point. I'm just going to vote for Trump because I know him and he's a business person.
And I'm done with Sleepy Joe.
Now, we've had Trump for almost 100 days. Inflation's worse. The economy's worse. Tariffs are dumb. And I think a lot of those people were like, I'm not voting for this Schimmel guy.
Yeah, there's a lot of conservative people who don't believe in tariffs. And Trump is all in with the UAW on tariffs. That probably didn't help him either. We had a interesting point in a letter to the editor where somebody said maybe candidates should be picked based on their last name matching certain swing counts.
That's right.
Because the letter writer noted that Susan Crawford flipped Crawford County.
I know. Isn't that great?
And was that just because they're like, hey, I'm for my community.
My name is Phil Waukesha and I'm running for Supreme Court.
Yeah, maybe even you could win.
There's no Hamm County.
Here you were always going to run for Secretary of State. Maybe go for High Court, Phil.
That's right. I'm just as qualified as some of these other people. I'm probably a lot less biased than most of these Supreme Court judges.
You're probably less biased, but not more qualified.
Did you play
lawyer on TV?
I did stay at Holiday Inn last night. Talking about this race in particular, you're right. These were both qualified, competent candidates. You know, Brad Schimmel's done real work as an attorney general. He did some really good things as attorney general, too. You know, Democrats refused to listen to it, but he cleared the rape kits. That was a big it was a nationwide issue. He took it under he made it happen in Wisconsin. And in our meeting, he explained lots of reasons why it's a more difficult thing to do than people think about. But it's a talking point that both Josh Call and Susan Crawford just hammered him on.
Yeah, and it was BS.
It's just complete BS.
But he also, when Scott Walker tried to undermine the open records law, basically dismantle it over the July 4th weekend many years ago, right after he'd been elected, it was Schimmel who stood up and said, no, Governor, my fellow Republican, you shouldn't be undermining the open records law.
He went to UW-Madison
for law
school.
Yeah, he plays the bass guitar in a rock band. How bad can he be?
I mean, but compared to like the last Dan Kelly, like he went to his law degree was from some tiny little Christian school in Virginia that no one's ever heard of, you know.
Yeah.
That's not University of Wisconsin caliber education.
Yeah.
You know, this guy's a real smart, Brad Schimmel's a real smart attorney who I think, you know, is definitely conservative. I mean, he's definitely MAGA.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's not unqualified for the job. And Susan Crawford was equally, I thought, impressive in her interviews with us.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be back to talk about the future of the court and the rapidly approaching midterm elections. Going forward, I mean, the high court now is going to be, in the words of a headline in the State Journal, cemented towards the 4-3 liberal majority, left-leaning, Democrat-supporting anyway, Supreme Court justices.
You mean the four justices who will hold hands on stage when one of them wins election?
Exactly.
And cheer them on.
Which was another unfortunate and repeated moment where all the liberal judges stand up there like they're all on one team. And they're supposed to be independent judges, not a liberal bloc.
No.
That was unfortunate. In any case.
But the Republicans aren't winning a seat anytime soon in the Supreme
Court. Right, it wouldn't
be
till 2028 probably that they'd have a shot. So Democrats are going to have a favorable court when it comes to things like redistricting. Probably the Supreme Court's going to rule that those House seats are gerrymandered.
Which they are.
They are.
The Republicans argue that's really partisan. They're trying to steal a seat for the Democrats. But yeah. We're a 50-50 state, and 6 of our 8 seats are controlled by Republicans. Those are gerrymandered.
Now, the question is, what maps will they pick? Will they pick a Democratic favorable map, or will they pick maps that are fair? I mean, the Democrats had a chance here to pass nonpartisan redistricting like the Iowa model. And they decided not because they think they can keep winning Supreme Court elections.
Which they did.
So to hell with reform, the Democrats are saying. And
who cares about
good
government when you're winning?
Let's gerrymander on our side.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. There's also going to be rulings, say, on abortion. Now, I thought Schimmel's point during our meeting was pretty good, where he said that abortion case is in all likelihood going to be decided before I would be seated.
Yeah. And in his defense, I mean, his talking point always was like, I'm personally pro life.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like judges should be making these decisions, and we should have a statewide referendum on abortion.
Yeah, Ron Johnson's view. Yeah. I mean, that's sort of the punt for
the
Republicans.
Punt. Yeah,
they're not actually going to give us a referendum on abortion, which people
right.
want.
One thing I also noticed, I just crunched the numbers just for Madison. Susan Crawford got 124,000 votes to Schimmel's 14,000.
Yeah.
So she picked up roughly 110,000 votes. Just in Madison, advantage over Schimmel.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, it turned out she didn't even need Madison.
Yeah, she could have won without Madison.
Without Madison, she could have won without even Dane County. That's a big victory.
Yeah.
That was different than, say, Brittany Kinzer, who was running for state superintendent of schools and was viewed by many as the conservative candidate, even though Jill Underly sent her kids to Catholic school here in Madison, by the way. But Underly was clearly the Democrat union pick, and that candidate usually wins. But for example, she did 16,000 votes better than Schimmel in Madison.
Well, I mean, I don't know about you, Scott, but I'll tell people I voted for Kinzer and for Crawford. I mean,
yes,
that's
I did too. So and that's who we endorsed.
So that's why that's how that happened.
And she wasn't as conservative as Schimmel.
No.
You might even argue she's not conservative. But in any case, it does show that Wisconsin was discerning and showing some independence. I mean, requiring the voter ID to vote, putting that in the Constitution, won overwhelmingly.
65% or something like that, right?
There's a lot of voters that aren't necessarily just following the partisan line, which I think is refreshing.
Scott, we even saw that in the last election, too, where we had Donald Trump and Tammy Baldwin win. You know, people were thinking differently. I think
they were not on the stage together holding hands, though.
They were not. No.
At the victory party.
No, I mean, and if we go back to Sauk County, which I mentioned earlier. That was a county that Trump won and Tammy Baldwin won. There are people in Sauk County who's like, I'm going to vote for Trump and I'm going to vote for Tammy.
So do you think this bodes well for Democrats in the midterm elections? I mean, that was sort of the question coming out of this. And I think the answer would be yes.
I think it does bode well. Historically, the party in power always loses seats in the midterms, unless Roe v. Wade gets overturned halfway through a term. You know, the overturning of Roe v. Wade has led Democrats to do well during the midterm elections when Biden was in office. It also probably kept Biden, and the Democrats doing well probably kept Biden running again, which ended up screwing the Democrats in the end. But I think Trump was always going to be in trouble in the midterms. I mean, there's margin in the House is minuscule, and the Senate's going to be harder to defend. So I think 2026 comes around and there's going to be a lot of steam for the Democrats. And this is just kind of the first preview of it. And Elon Musk is really unpopular. Like, America does not like Elon Musk right now.
Well, there's lots of speculation that he's going to be gone soon because of his unpopularity and because he lost here when he was all in for Wisconsin. But I don't know, man. They seem to be BFFs.
I know. They seem to actually honestly like each other.
I mean, Trump's got to respect him. He's richer than he is.
You mentioned that Elon Musk wore cheeseheads, which is funny because I saw a bunch of editorial cartoons about this election. And they almost all featured cheeseheads, except for my cartoon about Elon Musk and this election. Because what you sort of realize is that a lot of people from Wisconsin don't necessarily love the whole cheesehead thing. It's sort of like it's what other people think about Wisconsin, but it's not really who we are.
Yeah, we don't just go to work in a cheesehead.
I mean, not often.
Our theme music is by Tube Tester.